Let's pray. Father, we thank you for gathering us together this day. We thank you for our Savior. We thank you for the love that we have for one another because of Him. We thank you for our brothers and our sisters and the encouragement that we get from one another. And Father, I pray that our joy might bring joy to you. We ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please open your Bibles to the 145th division of the Psalms. Psalm 145. And please stand with me for the reading of Holy Scripture. This is a Davidic psalm, and the sweet singer of Israel sings, and he says, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is Jehovah, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. Jehovah is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Jehovah is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Jehovah, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Jehovah upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. Jehovah is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Jehovah is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Jehovah preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of Jehovah, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of Holy Scripture. You may be seated. Well, saints, just a brief reminder this afternoon, and especially for all of us who are parents, a reminder about what might be our most important responsibility towards our children. And that is intergenerational praise. Intergenerational praise. Look back to verse 4 of the psalm. David says, one generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. Now David sings this, or writes this, as if it's actually happening. He writes his psalm, or he sings his psalm, as if one generation of Israelites is actually praising the works of God to the following generation, as if the present generation of Israelites is declaring the mighty acts of God to the next generation. And if that was actually happening, then they were doing so because of the explicitly revealed will of God. God had told them to do it. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, Moses, documenting the holy law of God, for his people, writes, "When thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, What mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Jehovah our God hath commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and Jehovah brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And Jehovah showed signs and wonders, great and sore, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in to give us this land which he sware unto our fathers. And Jehovah commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Jehovah our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive, as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we do observe to do all these commandments before Jehovah our God, as he hath commanded us." Deuteronomy 6, 20 through 25. So, do you understand that in the Old Covenant, the holy law of God required not only obedience to the actual commands of God, but it required a continual, a consistent, a repetitive, relentless repetition of the history of God's people. One generation praising the works of God to the next generation. One generation declaring the mighty acts of God to the next generation. The commandments, the holy law of God, required not only obedience to those commands, but it required continual history lessons. That itself was a command. So brothers and sisters, listen, here's the idea. Here's the idea. One generation is to call out to the next generation and say, God is great and God is good. And the next generation says, all the time, all the time. There's to be an ongoing repetition of the mighty acts of God, an ongoing offering of praise to the Almighty. A grandfather is to speak to a father, who is to speak to a son, who is to speak to a grandson, who is to speak to a great grandson, and so on and so on and so on. The old man is to say, God is faithful. So the son can say, yes, he is. And the grandson can say, indeed, he is. And the great grandson can say, truly, 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 he is. And the great great grandson, a little child, can say, amen. This is the idea. This is the idea of perpetuity, that a thousand generations unite to proclaim the goodness of Yahweh. Another image comes to mind. It's the image of a relay race. Whether you're athletic or not, probably in junior high PE, you had to run in a relay race. And there's a baton to be passed on to the next runner, the one that's standing there waiting. He's fresh. The runner that's made the circuit already, he's worn down. But he's to hand the baton firmly into the grip of the fresh man or the fresh runner. There's a baton to be passed on, a baton of truth, a baton of praise. David said, thy praise shall continually be in my mouth. So Christian parents, let me ask you something. If you could, listen, Christian parents, if you could give only one thing to your children and be sure, be absolutely sure that they would receive it, what would it be? If you could give them only one thing and be sure they would, what would it be? Well, wouldn't it be the gospel? Wouldn't it be the good news? Because, listen, if they receive and believe the gospel, they'll be fine. Amen? Ultimately, they'll not perish. They'll have everlasting life if they receive and believe the gospel. Well, brothers and sisters, listen. If the old covenant saints had a history and a story to tell, we have more. We have even more. They could tell of the darkness of their Egyptian slavery and of the mighty Exodus. They could tell of seeing their oppressors washing up dead on the shore of that Red Sea. We can tell of a deliverance as well, of a greater Moses come to lead his people out of darkness and into light. We can tell of a greater lamb than their Passover lamb. We can tell of Jesus, the Lamb of God, who forever turns away death from whoever calls upon his name. If you haven't done it recently, go and reread the apostolic sermons that are recorded in the book of Acts. If you haven't read them recently, just go read them. They've written down entire sermons. And Stephen and Peter and Paul, they don't preach a Jesus disconnected from history. They rehearse and repeat the history of Israel. And they reminded their hearers of the mighty acts of God so that their hearers can see that the coming of Jesus is the mightiest of all of God's acts. They don't disconnect it. They say, this happened and this happened and this happened and this happened, and now here we are, and Jesus, the Son of God, has come. This is the greatest of all the mighty acts of God. And we repeat it to you again and again and again. The saints, do you love Jesus? I know you do. Talk about Him. Talk about Jesus. Let your children know. Listen, Christian parents, let your children know that your Christianity is the most important thing in all your life. Let your children know that of all the identity traits that they could say, whether it's your last name or where you came from geographically or your family line, let them know that the most important identity that you have is Christian. Let your children know that. You should let your children know that. And Christian parents, listen, bring your children to church regularly, rhythmically. Bring them to church so regularly that if they move away to college, they'll just think that's what you do on Sunday. That's just what you do. It's just what God's people do. And you young saints, listen to me. It's hard for you to believe this now, but listen. In just a little while, you'll look up. In just a little while, you'll look up and you'll have children of your own. And you'll be like us old people. You won't say, where did the time go? And what will you have of value then, you young Christians? What will you have of value to give your own children? Just a pearl of great price. Just a treasure found hidden in a field. Just the hope of all the ages. Just the gospel. Just the knowledge of Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Please turn back to Psalm 78. Look there. And I'll read just the first eight verses to you. Asaph sings and he says, Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of Jehovah and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Saints, we have a story to tell. Let one generation tell it to the next. Brother Jonathan Sowell, would you pray for us?